Listen, Jake, I can't let you interact with the suspect.
Officer Lewis, where are you taking him?
Eat my dust, Miss Post.
Hold on. Are there other reporters chasing this Mark Marshall?
Oh, brace yourself.
Come on up here, Marky.
Marky? Good grief.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. Do you remember the Ward family from season 5 called Family Matters? Well, if not, you might want to pause right here and go back and listen. Now, it's all right. We'll wait right here for you. Well, Governor Ward has been in jail for a few years, and it looks like that is about to change. But while he's working towards his freedom, someone else in Discovery Mountain is about to end up behind bars. You'll never guess who it is. Officer Lewis is walking into Trekkers right now. Let's join him.
Oh, hello, Officer Lewis. What brings you into Trekkers tonight?
Well, Mr. Simon, I'm afraid I'm here to arrest you.
Arrest me? Oh, come on. How are Hannah and Logan? Oh, and Kayla, how is she doing in the mission field?
George, I don't want to do this.
Wait. You're serious.
I'm sorry, but I have to use the cuffs.
There must be some explanation for this.
George Simon? You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and to have him or her present with you while you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you.
It's okay, Gadget. I'll be all right.
Hey, Officer Lewis, Mr. Simon. Hey, what's going on?
Jake, I don't like it any more than you do.
You're arresting Mr. Simon? No, Mr. Simon!
Listen, Jake, I can't let you interact with the suspect.
Officer Lewis, where are you taking him?
To jail, by order of the 8th Judicial District Judge.
No!
Now, let's pause right there. I told you that you'd never guess who was arrested. But why was Mr. Simon arrested? Let's see. It all started with McGee's dinner party. That was, just about 1 week ago. Let's go back and find out what happened then. Maybe we can find some answers to why Mr. Simon, the town founder and mayor, was just arrested. Let's go back in time and back to Trekkers in today's episode called 1 Week Ago. It's episode 1 of this season called Courageous.
Hi, Mr. Simon.
Oh, hi, Jake. How may I help you today?
I'm looking for Natasha. We're going on a date tonight.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Simon.
Katie Ward. So good to see you.
Oh, Mr. Simon, only you and my sister still call me Katie.
Oh, well, I'll try to remember. What brings you to Discovery Mountain?
Hi, Mrs. Ward. Are Emma and Ethan with you?
Oh, hi there, Chaplain Jake. Emma and Ethan are at my sister's house now.
Oh, I can't wait to see them.
Oh, well, Jake, I just stopped by to invite Mr. Simon to join us for dinner. You're welcome to join us, too.
Yippee!
Oh, thank you, Kate. But I have a commitment tonight.
Oh, I see. Well, that's all right.
I'm sorry. McGee is having a fancy dinner party at his hotel tonight, and it's all very mysterious. He won't tell anyone why we're all invited.
McGee? As in Judge Clarence McGee?
Yes. Oh, I forget sometimes that you are the governor's wife. Do you know McGee?
Well, no. But our attorney says he does.
Ah, I see.
I'm still free for dinner.
You're still welcome, Jake. Come over after 7. The kids will love to see you.
Woohoo!
Oh, come here, Natalia. You are getting so big.
Look, I can hop on 1 foot.
Well, so you can. Maybe you can teach your big cousin Ethan to do that.
Hey, I heard that.
Look, Cousin Ethan, I can hop on 1 foot.
I see, Natalia. Good job.
Natalia, maybe you can teach Ethan to clean up his dishes. He's making a mess of your mommy's kitchen.
Hey.
You three are like siblings. Where's Brody?
He's at school playing basketball.
Oh, right.
Hey, Mom, can I go with Brody?
Let's see. Oh, it's almost time to video conference with your dad.
Oh, Mom, all you guys want to talk about is his boring parole hearing.
Well, all right, Ethan, you can go.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, but be back in time for dinner. There's a surprise visitor coming to see you.
Chaplain Jake?
Hey, yeah, how'd you know?
He texted us like 10 times already. Bye.
Amanda, I didn't have a chance to tell you. Mr. Simon can't come, so Jake's coming instead. Is that okay?
Of course. We'll just have to make extra potato salad to go with the veggie burgers.
Right. For a slim guy, Jake can eat a lot. I almost forgot.
I'm so glad you're visiting.
Me too.
I feel like there's something else you're not telling me. And it's not about the dinner guests.
Hey, Natalia, let's go outside and you can show me your one leg hopping again.
Okay.
Thanks, Em.
Katie, here, sit down. We have a quiet house. Let's talk, because you know that won't last.
Thanks.
Sis, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just worried.
What's going on with the governor now?
Really, Amanda? You know my husband's name.
I'm sorry. Old habits die hard. How is Troy?
Well, you know he hasn't had good news at any of his parole hearings.
Right. He's never been approved for early release from jail.
But this time feels different.
He has another parole hearing?
Yes. His attorney is working on a special arrangement. He says he knows a good judge.
Special arrangement? That sounds a little fishy.
I know. And Amanda, Troy has just... he's just started to read the Bible.
Yes?
He prayed with the whole family on our video call the other night.
Really? He is changing.
The Holy Spirit is working on his heart. He's a new man.
And now you're nervous. If he gets out of jail, will he change back to the old lying, bribe, money-taking governor?
Hey.
Sorry, Katie. If he's truly a changed man, God sees that.
I'm scared.
Oh, look, I read something in my Bible this morning. Let me find it. Here. Psalm 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye who hope in the Lord.
I need to be courageous.
You can be. God is on your side.
Oh, that's Troy.
I'll leave you alone.
No, stay a minute and say hi. You can see that he's changed. Hi, hon. Look who's here.
Hi, Kate. Oh, Amanda. How's my favorite sister-in-law?
Troy, I'm your only sister-in-law.
But still my favorite. Kate, how was your trip up to Discovery Mountain? Did Ethan help you with that leaky tire like he promised?
Yes, it was all fine.
Oh, good. I miss you all. I miss you so, so much.
I'll leave you two alone. Bye, Troy.
Bye, sis.
Sis? Huh. He seems genuine. Maybe Governor Troy Ward really is a new man.
Gracie, how does Mom turn this thing off?
There.
You fixed it. What did you do?
I unplugged it.
Oh, I could have tried that, I guess.
Are you sure that we're going to be able to run the cafe while Mom and Judah are gone?
I've been thinking about that, too. I have someone coming in for a job interview today.
Brianna?
Oh, no, but your cousin should start helping, too. This is a family business. All Harrises are expected to pitch in.
I'll teach Brianna how to run the cash register.
Good idea.
Hi, Uncle John.
Brianna, we were just talking about you.
Oh, I hope it was good things.
Of course.
Brianna, as you know, the cafe is a Harris family business.
I know. I've heard all about Uncle Hubert.
Oh, good. Well, now that you're here living in Discovery Mountain, would you be willing to help in the cafe?
Of course. I'm great at baking, and I can draw new art on the chalkboard menu, or...
Gracie will teach you the cash register.
The cash register? But...
Don't worry. I'm hiring some extra help until your Aunt Michelle and Judah get back from his college visit. Oh, and here's the candidate right now.
Hi, Mr. Harris.
Hattie, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
You know Gracie?
Of course. Hi, Gracie.
Hi. Oh, Dad, you have to hire Hattie. She's the best.
Gracie, I have to survive the job interview first.
And this is my niece, Brianna Harris.
Oh, nice to meet you, Brianna. I've seen you at church, haven't I?
Yeah, I've been here in Discovery Mountain since Christmas.
I thought you looked familiar.
Brianna is my sister's daughter. After spending a few weeks here at Christmas time, well, you're still here, aren't you, Brianna?
I just can't leave. I registered for school, and my mom actually let me stay.
There's something about Discovery Mountain, isn't there? God brings just the right people here.
Nice to meet you, Hattie. I hope you get the job.
Hattie, let's sit over at the booth for your job interview.
After you, boss.
Hattie sat down in the booth across from Mr. Harris. Two men are on their way past the cafe. They each stop, and they each play a role in Mr. Simon's arrest a week from now. We'll meet them after this short break.
Hey, it's Sean Boonstra, speaker-director of The Voice of Prophecy. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Call us at 1-877-566-7365.
Let's head back to the cafe. Everything is quiet now, but it's about to get very, very busy.
Hattie, your resume is very impressive.
Thank you, Mr. Harris.
You were a good worker at Bilsby Builders. I remember that. Why on earth would you want to work in the cafe?
Well, I really enjoyed working at Bilsby Builders, but I'm happy to be back at Discovery Mountain and to work where God needs me.
I see. Oh, there's a customer. One moment, I'll be right back. Welcome to Miss Michelle's Cafe. How may I help you?
You don't look like a Miss Michelle.
Oh, that's my wife. My ex-wife. It's complicated.
Complicated? Sounds like you need a lawyer.
I don't think so. Please be seated. Our soup today is...
Never mind that. How do I get to the Emerald Lake Hotel and Spa?
Oh, McGee's Hotel. Just around the corner and over the hill.
Very well. Thank you.
Would you like a sandwich for the road?
I'm going to a first-class dinner party. I have no time for you.
Well, all right then.
Daddy, I know that man.
Oh?
He tried to shut down Harmony Corner Church.
Really? Nah, no one's that bad.
He is.
Excuse me, Gracie. There's another customer.
Hey, what's wrong with the cell service in this place?
Hello? Welcome
How
to...
How do I get to McGee's Hotel?
Oh, you're just here for the directions?
Yep, and I need them quickly. I have two of them chasing me.
It's just around the corner and over the hill.
Thanks.
Sir, who's chasing you?
You're about to find out.
Who was that guy?
Oh, hi, Mr. Harris.
Oh, hi, Jake. At least you're here to buy something.
Well, not right now. I have a dinner invitation. But what kind of brownies do you have today?
Kind of brownies? There's more than one kind?
What? Well, of course there are.
Hi, Chaplain Jake. My Aunt Michelle told me all about her favorite customer's brownie orders.
Her favorite customer?
Yep. Come over here and I'll show you all the brownies.
Ooh, do you have any mint chocolate chip brownies? I'm bringing Natasha here later for a date, and those are her favorites.
Smells like a fresh batch just came out of the oven.
Hattie, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Harris.
Now, I can only pay...
Where is he?
Ma'am, is everything all right?
I've been chasing him since Little Rock. Which way'd he go?
I've been chasing him since Decatur.
Decatur, Texas, or Decatur, Georgia?
Couldn't tell ya. I've been driving without food or water or... What smells so good?
Ha! You're weak, distracted by your stomach. The story is mine.
Those are freshly baked brownies you're smelling.
Hey! Don't tell them about my brownies!
Wait, who are you ladies?
I'll take one. No, two. To go.
Oh, no, you don't! I smelled those brownies first! I'll take three.
There are plenty of brownies. Now, who are you ladies chasing?
Mark Marshall. I saw his car leaving here. Which way to go?
The Mark Marshall? Of course! Mrs. Lee is Kate's sister!
She has a sister in this little town? Which way?
Now stop! Who are you and why are you interested in Amanda Lee's sister?
I'm a reporter for the Post.
The Post. I'm with the Tribune.
Ah, your reporter's chasing a story.
Here's a 20. Just hand over the brownies.
Here's a 50. Serve me first.
Gracie, please get these ladies their change.
No time for change. I'm gonna beat you to the house, Miss Tribune.
Keep the change. Eat my dust, Miss Post.
Hold on. Are there other reporters chasing this Mark Marshall?
Oh, hon, you're about to be swarmed with reporters.
Will they all be hungry like you two?
Oh, brace yourself.
Hattie, you're hired. Can you start in, 1 minute?
Really? Of course.
All right, everyone, places. Prepare to do some business.
Oh, no, my brownies! This is a disaster!
Hello? Is anyone home?
How may I help you?
Are you Mrs. Lee?
I am. Who are you?
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, no, you don't. You cut me off back at the church.
Now, who are you?
Good afternoon, ma'am. An anonymous source tells me that Miss Kate Ward is your sister and she's in your home.
Oh, no. Reporters. Can you just please respect my sister's privacy?
Amanda, is something wrong? Oh, no. How did you two find me here?
Mrs. Ward, you're looking lovely as ever.
Oh, please. Mrs. Ward, I have no intention of bothering you or your equally lovely sister.
Charmer.
We're following Mark Marshall. I've been informed
We've all been informed that Mr. Marshall is going to make an announcement about your husband today.
That's a matter between my husband and his attorney. Good day. Amanda, close the door.
Wait, Kate. You know that when we show up, mobs of reporters aren't far behind.
Unfortunately, that has been my experience.
So if you'll just tell us where Marshall is, we'll bother him.
We'll leave you and the kids and your sister alone.
You promise?
Just tell us where we can find him and we'll lead the others there and away from you.
Amanda, what do you think?
Mobs of reporters descending on my house? I don't like the sound of that.
We just want Marshall.
Well, all right. He's going to a dinner at the Emerald Lake Hotel and Spa.
Will there be an announcement?
You'll have to find out for yourself.
I'll get him first, Post.
Oh, no, you don't!
Kate, who is Mark Marshall?
He's Troy's lawyer.
And is he making an announcement? Is that why you planned your visit?
It's all part of his special arrangement.
Mark Marshall. I haven't met him, but I already don't trust him.
Welcome to the Emerald Lake Hotel and Spa. Oh, George, lovely to see you.
Hello, Jeanette. I'm always impressed with this hotel. You did a marvelous job.
Well, thank you, George. Did you see the new curtains framing the windows that look out on the lake?
Yes, they're emerald green, of course.
Yes, I specially ordered the material from Paris.
Of course you did. Now, Jeanette, what is McGee planning? He told me to expect a big announcement.
Oh, I don't know. I've been busy with planning this event. Valet, park the cars away from the entrance. You're blocking it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll let you get back to your duties, Jeanette. Oh, there are a couple friendly faces.
Hi, Mr. Simon.
Good to see you, Peabody. And look who you found, Rob Bilsby.
Hi, Mr. Simon. I haven't seen you in, well, years.
It's been a long time. How are you, son?
Never better.
Your dad's still running Bilsby Builders. Isn't it time for him to retire?
Oh, one day. Hey, this is just like old times. We're just missing Brent.
Oh, yes. I'm sure he'd love to be here.
Brent? Everyone just calls him Chaplain Simon around here nowadays.
You three were great friends when you were young.
Oh, do you remember the time that Brent convinced Craig here and me that he knew how to drive?
Oh, I remember that. He said that you'd taught him, Mr. Simon, and that we could explore the land.
Well, that was mostly true, but he wasn't an experienced driver.
He barely knew how to put the key in the ignition.
Now, that was back when McGee was being audited.
Yeah, you were a little distracted, Mr. Simon.
Oh, was I ever.
I have teenagers of my own now. I'm sorry if we caused you any stress.
Stress? Honestly, you three boys were a great source of encouragement to me. Remember how we'd pray together?
Oh, right. I almost forgot about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my dinner party. If you want my staff to serve you, get yourself in a seat.
Hey, let's find a seat.
Watch your step, would you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, was that? No, it couldn't be.
Welcome to the Emerald Lake Hotel and Spa. Oh, as I live and breathe.
Jeanette Jones, I haven't seen you in years.
Mark Marshall, is it really you?
Of course.
Well, what would a fancy lawyer like you be doing in my humble little hotel?
You mean McGee's Hotel?
Well, yes, of course. Technically, McGee's Hotel.
Jeanette, you haven't changed a bit.
Mark, did you know it was McGee who was behind the business seminar we met at?
Yeah, I figured that out when I was working for him.
You worked for McGee? But you worked for a big tycoon, and then you quit that day standing outside his office.
Come on, Jeanette. You've never put that one together. You're smarter than that.
Wait, you mean the mystery tycoon you worked for, the one being audited, was McGee?
Of course.
Well, it all makes sense now. Just wait until I tell George.
George? Not George Simon.
But of course, we're buddies now.
Buddies? He isn't here, is he?
Yes. Oh, so much has changed. Mark, why are you here tonight?
Don't sound so suspicious. Don't worry. Post and Tribune will find me any minute and you'll know.
Post and Tribune?
Didn't McGee tell you about the announcement?
Oh, he said something, but all I heard was blah, 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 as I planned this entire event.
Caught you!
Mr. Marshall, sir, I've been chasing you since Decatur.
Jeanette, these are Post and Tribune.
Ah, reporters. You're not on the invitation list.
Don't worry, Jeanette. They can hear my announcement from here. Look, McGee's getting up to introduce me.
Notepad. Ugh, where's my notepad?
Rookie, record it on your phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming. I've been promising y'all a big announcement. Come on up here.
Here's my moment.
Wait, someone else is going up. No, it couldn't be.
Who is it?
It looks like Chad Barber. That snake tried to ruin the Harmony Corner Church.
Ma'am, can I have a statement on this, Barber?
Of course not. Get that thing out of my face.
As y'all know, I've been the judge in these here parts since before most of y'all can remember. Tonight, I announce my retirement.
What?
The governor has appointed a new judge. Put your hands together to welcome your new 8th Judicial Judge, Judge Barber.
A new judge? That changes everything for the governor's parole hearing.
Thank you all. I assure you that as your new judge, I will be fair but tough.
Can't wait to hear your rulings, Judge Barber. Oh, speaking of rulings, come on up here, Marky.
Marky? Good grief.
Marky?
The old tycoon is bringing our hotshot lawyer down a few notches.
Marky, where are you in this crowd? Ah, come on up here.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Mark Marshall, official counsel for Governor Troy Ward.
The governor's lawyer.
Here's the announcement. I'm going to break the story, Tribune.
Not on your life, Post. I got this one.
Governor Troy Ward will begin a new parole hearing next week, right here in the 8th Judicial District in Discovery Mountain.
I knew it.
I thought that Judge McGee would preside, but, Judge Barber, we look forward to your fair but tough rulings.
Thank you, Marky. Now, who's hungry? Let's see.
Now, ladies, you're not invited to dinner. Oh, where'd they go? Ah, off to break the story. This little neck of the woods doesn't know what's about to hit it.
So, Director Doug, that's what happened 1 week ago in Discovery Mountain.
Yeah, 1 week before Mr. Simon was arrested and thrown in jail?
Yes. And the governor has a new parole hearing set. That explains why Kate Ward and Emma and Ethan are in town.
Yeah, that explains that. The governor's lawyer, what's his name again?
Mark Marshall.
Right. He seems surprised that McGee is retiring as judge and that Barbara is the new judge.
I don't know what Marshall and the governor are planning, but I'm concerned that Barbara is the new judge. He tried to close the Harmony Corner Church.
I know. I agree. He and Jeanette, Madam Manager, seem to know each other from a long time ago.
And Mr. Simon is a part of that history, too. You know, I think that we need to go back in time further than a week ago.
Can we do that?
Well, in Discovery Mountain, we can imagine it.
Oh, good. Let's figure out how all these events are related, and maybe everyone can get Mr. Simon out of jail.
Good idea. We're going to have to exercise our faith patiently as we go back. Now, just like Kate Ward is exercising her patience and her faith.
She's going to have to be courageous, and so is Mr. Simon.
Right. The verse that Amanda Lee shared with her sister is a good one about courage.
Oh, right. It's in the Psalms.
I'll look it up for us.
You know, Mr. Simon ending up in jail is a little scary. He's going to need the courage of Daniel.
Yes, Daniel was a faithful follower of God, full of courage and prayer. We'll get to know his story this season.
Oh, good. Daniel's story is one of my favorites in the Bible.
Me too. Oh, here, I found the verse that Amanda Lee shared with her sister Kate. It's Psalm 31 and verse 24, and here's what it says. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord.
I think that everyone in town will soon need to exercise their faith in order to be of good courage.
Yes, we'll find out in our next episode. Now, in the meantime, you at home, be of good courage, no matter the circumstances in your life.
We'll see you next time.
I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to Discovery Mountain. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us at discoverymountain.com. Or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H7V4. This has been a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain. 1 week ago was written by Jean Boonstra, produced by Steve Phillips, and post-produced in Ontario, Canada by Douglas Bruce and Danny Columbi, featuring Fletcher Pride as Mark Marshall and Sydney Michalenko and Kristen Taylor as Ms. Post and Ms. Tribune.